بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. So the Sahaba of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the great giant individuals of this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with such a promise in the Holy Quran, which basically sums up us saying that they are set for life and they are set in the hereafter. Allah says in the Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is happy with them, and they are in turn happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors upon them. وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every sahabi radiyallahu an is promised husna by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is husna? The mufassirun explain, Jannah. So subhanallah, this was due to their devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum embraced the qualities that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught them, and they embraced them very well, to the extent that those good qualities that the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum had in their hearts were unshakable. No dunya would shake those good qualities. It is reported in a narration of Bayhaqi that a man by the name of Dabbah bin Mihsan came to Umar radiyallahu anhu. This was during the caliphate, the khilafah time of Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiyallahu anhu. And he came up to him and he said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, anta khayrun min Abi Bakr. You are better than Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Now before I explain the reply of Umar radiyallahu anhu, let us introspect. When somebody matches us with another by showing that we are better than that person, what happens to our ego? We rise to extents that throughout our lives we will never ever find that downfall. We will never ever come back to the ground. We will keep rising up because of the statements of others. Egoistic elements. It's as if one of my teachers, I see him describing to us, he would say, you know, if there's two people sitting together and somebody says, oh, so-and-so is such a good person, each one of them will fight to think that this person is talking about me. But when there's two people sitting there and one person from afar remarks, so-and-so is so bad, then each one of them will think to themselves, oh, he's talking about the other person and not myself. What did, you know, they say in the English language, when flatterers meet, the devil goes to dinner. When people who flatter each other, praise each other, especially if they're egoistic, when they meet one another, then shaitan's work is done. He doesn't have to even mislead these people. They will mislead one another by increasing one another in arrogance through their flattery. That's why flattery, they say flattery, flattering, is telling a person, tamalluq, is telling another person exactly what they think of themselves. If the person is gracious, if the person has morality, then that flattery will increase him in piety. But if that person is immoral and indecent, then you are just through your good words, through your praise for that person, you are just fueling arrogance in that person's lives. إِذَا أَكْرَمْتَ الْكَرِيمَ مَلَكْتَهُ وَإِذَا أَكْرَمْتَ اللَّئِيمَ تَمَرَّدَ. When you praise an honorable person, you basically give that person some honor, which by means of which you don't own that person, but you establish a good moral lifestyle in that person's life. And if you, they say in the Arabic language, and if you praise al-la'im, an accursed person, a disgraceful person, this person becomes haughty and arrogant. Long story short, what did Umar radiallahu anhu respond to this by saying? He said, Wallahi, la laylatun min Abi Bakr wa yawmun khayrun min Umar wa Ali Umar. He said, Wallahi, la laylatun min Abi Bakr wa yawmun khayrun min Umar wa Ali Umar. One day from the life of Abu Bakr and one night from the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is better than Umar and the entire family of Umar. What is he referring to? yawmun or layla, the night wherein he spent with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the night of migration, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms the sahabiyyah, the companionship of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu in the Quran. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Allah describes the whole event where Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu was shaking a little, he was hesitant. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Allah is with you and I, Allah is with us. And Allah called Abu Bakr a sahabi of the Prophet in the Quran. That's the layla. And yawmun, the day that he is referring to, Umar radiallahu anhu is referring to, is that day where a whole group of so-called Muslims said, we are not giving zakah anymore. The mani'in al-zakah, the mani'in al-zakah, those who denied giving zakah in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They said, we used to give zakah in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet is no more, we are not giving zakah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, at that time, he sent out armies to face these people. And he said, by Allah, I will fight all those who differentiate between salah and zakah. And at that time, Umar radiallahu anhu, he humbled down from his anger. He said, how are you going to fight these people when they say, we believe in Allah? So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu at that time, he said, Jabbarun fil jahiliyyah, khawarun fil Islam. The person who was mighty in jahiliyyah, where you used to torture people when they used to believe, khawarun fil Islam. Now you've become a chicken. Literally, you've become what's the word for it? The opposite of bravery. You've become cowardly. You've become a coward after you accept Islam. He said, by Allah, I'm going to send the Muslim army to those who differentiate between salah and zakah. Over here, he wasn't fighting people who said, I'm not going to give zakah. Or, you know, we're not going to give zakah. They were actually denying zakah, which basically enters them into kufr, you know, makes them leave Islam. So this is how Umar radiallahu anhu rejected antagonism and disunity. This person came with a motive of bringing about disunity in the ummah. Today, many a times we're flattered by people. We're given the good words of people. And we, without any hesitance, accept those good words. We should introspect on a daily basis. How am I? How am I? What are my actions like? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, despite him being promised Jannah, at times he would take a sigh and he would say, oh, how I wish I was a blade of grass, some hashish on the earth, some grass. By means of, you know, that grass is there and an animal tramples over it or it eats it and there, I'm no more. I wish my example was such that I was a blade of grass. At one point in time, somebody came to Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhu and said, you know, you are better than Abu Bakr once again. So he said, Ya sharra qawm, O evil nation, why are you differentiating between me and Abu Bakr? Oh, how I wish, إِنِّي لَأَرَى أَبِي بَكْرٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ. Oh, how I wish I can see Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu from a distance, as far as the eye could see. I wish I can just get Jannah and see Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So always think of yourself to be humble. Never ever think of yourself to be haughty. The day you think of yourself, the day I think of myself to be haughty, that is the day of my downfall and that is the day of my destruction. Don't you see a fruitful tree, how it bows in the humbleness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And a barren tree with no fruits, it thinks it's so great, but it's fruitless and its branches are standing sky high, but it's not giving any benefit to people. So those with humility are always humble. مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Whoever is humble for the sake of Allah, Allah will automatically raise that person. That is why a common dua, and I'll end with this, a common dua that the ulama teach us is Allahumma ja'alni saghiran fi ayni wa ja'alni kabiran fi ayunin nas. Oh Allah, make me small in my eyes and make me respectful. Make me big in the eyes of people, but don't let that respect blind me from the reality of life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us embodiments of the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to immensely bless the sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for laying a great foundation of akhlaq and good character. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us from strength to strength. We ask Allah to grant us unity and humility. And we ask Allah to grant all of us Jannat al-Firdaws without any reckoning. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا